got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got
Hockey Unfiltered with Godlo Sunday edition. Here every Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern. At Hockey Unfiltered, at Godlo Sports, the Twitter handle to reach us. Busy hour number two coming up. George Richards in the next hour talking Florida Panthers. Jim Diamond with the latest on the Preds as well. We'll look ahead to the two games on today's schedule. Edmonton-Anaheim and the St. Louis Blues and the Nashville Predators. A whole bunch of other stories I want to get into as well. NHL draft lottery occurred last night. A little shuffling of the order. Russ Cohen, our friend from Hockey Prospects Radio, you should follow him on Twitter, at Sportsology, of course, follows it all and has the latest on all of the drafts, all of the high draft choices, who teams should be looking at, the latest on talent, and he joins us now. Hey, Russ, it's been a while. Nice to have you on. And how does the shakeup in the draft lottery impact the who may be selected first or second or third or fourth or fifth overall?
I don't know if it's going to matter that much. These guys have been working for this all year, every director of amateur scouting, all the scouts, they're having their meetings now. I don't know if it's going to matter that much. You know, you do feel for a team like, let's say, the Islanders, who literally had the worst odds and got the worst pick. Now, still at 15, I think they'll get a good player. But, like, there was absolutely no luck there to be had for the New York Islanders, where the Flyers had a lot of luck and made a monumental jump up to second. So, in that regard, it's fun, and it was, but again, I wish it was a little shorter.
Now, do you like the lottery system, that it's weighted, that we can have things like this? Now, this was really dramatic this season. It's normally you'll have one team that bumps a few spots, but nothing as dramatic as we saw this year.
No, it's true. And even, you know, when I had tweeted, I'd forgotten they had changed it yet again. It's really hard to keep up with it. I think it was okay to add the extra drama. I think, what, if Vegas gets six? That's good for them. I mean, I think that's solid. I'm fine with it, but I'd like it to be the same every year, just for nothing else, just so I could understand it. Because, again, when they change it like this, you know, people expect us to, like, you know, it's one thing to know the draft and know the players. The draft lottery, I don't think anybody's an expert at, except for Bill Daly.
Yeah, it involves numbers and math and things like that, things that I'm not necessarily that proficient at. I think it was a transition process that they wanted with the changes that were made, though, and as opposed to turning it completely upside down all at once, it was, let's do this over a period of a couple of years. My understanding is we are supposed to stay as is now for the foreseeable future. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what my understanding is, too, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, so for the New Jersey Devils, though, I mean, this is a great bonus for them. It's something that they can promote to their fans, sell their fans. We've got the number one pick. And as you mentioned, if you're in the top five or six or seven or wherever, you're going to get a very good player and a very good asset. But this having that number one pick is a real promotable item to fan bases.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, really, to be honest, I'm not sure any team needs it more than they do. I mean, they really had a disappointing year, and there wasn't a lot of great New Jersey Devils talk this year. They had a great kid in Pavel Zacha come on late, which is terrific because he was a high pick a couple of years ago, but they do need more. And this could be the spark that really helps that fan base, because let's face it, they still need a little help with attendance. They definitely need help in the lineup. Taylor Hall would probably like to have a few more guys playing around him. This is a way of getting them.
Yeah, Taylor Hall, Pavel Zacha, those are good young players. The other is that they could use some help on defense. They still, especially after the Adam Larson trade, I understand why they did it and it makes sense, but they could use some defensive help. And the number one or two or three players aren't really defensemen in the draft, and this is where the question comes in. Okay, so does it still go as according to rankings?
I think it still goes according to rankings. I don't think it's worth it. Like, let's say you want Timothy Liljegren, and I think he's somewhere around four. What are you really going to get from moving down to four? You get a second-round pick, maybe. Maybe you'll get a marginal prospect. Maybe you'll even get a decent prospect, but you're not going to get a defensive prospect. Like, so I think they're still in the mud with that. But you know what's funny? This draft didn't look like it was going to be that deep in defensemen. And since the under-18s, and I think even with the World Championships, I think after that and the Combine, a few more are going to be mined out. So I think there's more defensemen in this draft now than I thought there was at the beginning of the year. So I think there's still hope for them, and maybe what they should focus on is that next pick being a defenseman, because, again, nobody's going to impact the lineup that quickly.
Maybe that's good then.
But not a defenseman.
Right, but maybe that's good news then for the Colorado Avalanche, the Vancouver Canucks, probably Vegas as well, because those teams could use defensemen, good young defensemen, and hopefully getting them into their lineup soon.
Yeah, if I'm Colorado, I just walk up there and I take Timothy Liljegren, and I wait for him till he says he's done playing over in Sweden, and whenever that is, come on over and play. And that's. So in a way, it looked like they were the loser because of where they got slotted fourth, right?
Yeah.
It didn't look good for them, and I don't know. You can never tell from Joe Sakic. He never smiles anyhow, so it doesn't really – you don't know what he's thinking. But you're right. In a way, this may have been the best thing for him because they may end up taking a defenseman, something that they need, where if it was top three, they may not have.
Yeah, and New Jersey, you got to take the top pick. Even if you think about moving down, trading that first overall pick, that rarely works out well.
It's not a great thing, and I wouldn't advise it. And just, you know what, you'll get more positive press, like you said, by getting the first pick. You don't have to say who it is right now. You could definitely field offers and listen.
Yeah.
But you will get more positive press and more fan reaction by actually picking first. And I think Shiro knows that.
Russ Cohen from Hockey Prospect Radio at Sportsology is how you follow him on Twitter. He will be all over the prospects and the NHL draft. We'll see you in Chicago, Russ. Thanks for jumping in at the last
minute
today. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.